Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, yesterday we stopped at the part where he had come after many years to visit Ismail alayhi salam, and he asked his wife, in other words his daughter-in-law, Ismail alayhi salam's wife, that what are the conditions, and then she complained. So then he just left a message there. Nabi leaving a message, another Nabi understands it, he left a message, change your doorstep. And then when he had come, then he had given her divorce, and then Allah Pak had made it such that he had come now for the second time. In other words, Ibrahim alayhi salam came again for the second time to visit his family. So this is what this part of the hadith is talking about. Ibrahim alayhi salam remained away from them for as long as Allah Ta'ala willed, and then returned to visit them. He did not find Ismail alayhi salam, so he went to his wife and inquired about him. She replied, he has gone out to find some food for us. He asked, how are you? And inquired about their life and conditions. She replied, we are well and we are at ease. At this time when Ibrahim alayhi salam had come and inquired, so this wife didn't complain. She gave a good report. She said, we are well and we are at ease. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam went and found out a little bit more. And she said, we are well and we are at ease. And she started praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, making shukr for the conditions that they were. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam now found out a little bit more. He said, what do you drink? She replied, we drink water. He said, oh Allah, bless them in their meat and in their water. What do you eat? What food do you eat? She replied, we eat meat. He asked, what do you drink? She replied, water. He said, oh Allah, bless them in their meat and their water. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said they did not have grain at that time. If they had, he would have supplicated for blessings in that as well. It shows that whatever Allah Pak has given a person should ask for blessings and barakat in that. Don't ask all the time for more. Ask for barakat in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Anyway, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, no one besides the Prophet of Makkah can suffice on just these two without his health being adversely affected. Nobody besides the Prophet can, if any one of us just tries to live on meat and water only, then our health also will suffer. Allah Pak has made it said that we have to have a mix, a variety, sometimes vegetables, sometimes water, sometimes carbohydrates, different things a person has to eat, different things Allah Pak has made our bodies eat. So Allah Pak made it said that he could survive just on this meat and water. Another narration has it that he came and asked, where is Ismail alayhi salam? His wife replied, he went out hunting. She then said, would you not like to come in and have something to eat and drink? You see, this old man had come. She didn't know who it was. He said, would you not like to come in, have something to eat and drink? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, before that, he asked, what is your food and drink? She replied, our food is meat and our drink is water. He said, oh Allah, bless them in the food and drink. And as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the blessing of the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, when your husband returns, convey the greetings of peace on him and instruct him to retain his doorstep. Now look at the message. Retain his doorstep. In other words, look after her. When Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam returned, he asked, did anyone come to you? She replied, yes. An old man of handsome appearance visited us, and she spoke highly of him. She was speaking highly of Ibrahim alayhi salam. She didn't know who he was, but she just spoke highly of him. She said, he asked me about you, and I informed him. He then asked me about our life, and I informed him of that as well. He asked, did he give you any advice? She replied, yes. He conveyed greetings of peace to you and instructed that you retain your doorstep. He said, that was my father, and you are the doorstep, and he instructed me to keep you with me. In other words, to keep that step of the door, doesn't just go away like that. Keep you with me. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam remained away from them for as long as Allah Ta'ala willed. He then returned one day, while Ismail alayhi salam was sharpening his arrows beneath a large tree near Zamzam. When he saw him, he went towards him. They each conducted themselves as father does to his son. Now in the third time he came back. Now this time Ismail alayhi salam was there. So now this is what this hadith is speaking about. When he came back, he found him sharpening some arrows under a tree near Zamzam. When he saw him, he went towards him. They each conducted themselves as a father does to his son, and a son to his father. In other words, they went, how a person sees his father after long, he'll go and embrace him, and hug him, and greet him. This is how the two, imagine what a great sight, Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, meeting after so long. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Ismail, Allah Ta'ala has given me a command. He said, do what your sustainer has commanded you to do. He asked, will you help me? He replied, I will help you. He said, Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to build a house here. And he pointed to an elevated spot. It was there that he raised the foundations of the house of the Kaaba. It was there now that he raised the foundations of the Kaaba. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam brought the rocks, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did the building. You see what a teamwork this was. Father and son building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kaaba. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam went and brought the rocks. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was laying the rocks, or the rocks for the Kaaba Sharif. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam brought the rocks, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did the building. When the building was quite high, he brought this rock, the Maqam Ibrahim, what we see now at the Maqam Ibrahim, that one spot that's reserved, that's the rock that was used. This is what they're talking about. So now it was high, they didn't have ladders at that time, there was no scaffolding at that time to climb up and build the Kaaba so high. So what did they do? He brought this rock. When this building was quite high, he brought this rock, the Maqam Ibrahim, and placed it before him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he placed it just there before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He stood on it and continued building, while Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam continued passing the rocks to him. Both of them were supplicating, O our sustainer, accept this from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna. O Allah, accept this from us. Surely you are all hearing and all seeing. Innaka antas sami'ul alim. So one great lesson we learned from today's hadith is that after doing such great work, it's not an ordinary work, it was a very, very great work, that building Kaaba Sharif was such a great work, after leaving his family there, after coming so long, building, taking that time and effort in the heat, and building the Kaaba Sharif. They didn't go and start advertising it, that this is what we did, how much we did, and everybody must come to know how much efforts we made, nothing like that. All he did was, Rabbana taqabbal minna, O Allah, what he did for you, he accepted from us. Innaka antas sami'ul alim, O Allah, you are all hearing, and you have knowledge of everything, you are all knowledgeable. So Allah, we are supplicating to you. This is the shan of a believer. As Haji Bhai Fadiya rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that let our work that we do be 100 years ahead, and let our advertising be 100 years behind. In other words, don't advertise what we do. What we do is for the sake of Allah. If yes, sometimes there may be a need to advertise, sometimes there may be a need, there is something separate. Here he's talking about advertising a person's good work. A person should try and hide as far as possible what he does. Allah Pak, Ismail alayhi, Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us something beautiful. Innaka antas sami'ul alim. Allah Pak is all hearing. Allah Pak has full knowledge of what we did. Why do we need to let people know what we did and spoil our ibadat? Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.